What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we have courage here.
We do.
You guys know that. We have show courage.
Yeah.
We have the courage to begin speculating on a couple of things.
I love wild speculations.
Well, I don't even know if it's wild. Who is going to be the next coach at Clemson?
Dabo's already out.
Hell yeah. Dude, he's out of there. If it's not this year, it's next year. Come on. We can all see it.
I mean, that's actually an attractive job if he is ousted.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it's a great job.
Although we don't know what... Supposedly, they think in the next year, Clemson and Florida State are going to reach a settlement. So, like, where does Clemson end up? That'll be interesting. Do they go to the Big 12? Is it an SEC thing? Do they end up in the Big 10? So, that would be...
Big 10, huh?
Well, I mean, supposedly, like, it was this idea that, like, everyone was clamoring for them. Bless America. BYU fumbled.
But they're not. Like, I thought it was, like...
Big 12 may be the landing spot. That supposedly the Big 12, the Big 10 looks at him and goes, academically.
Well, the SEC doesn't want him.
Yeah, and the SEC doesn't want to add another kind of juggernaut, and plus everyone there already kind of hates both Florida State and Clemson. So supposedly there was this giant bidding thing that people thought was going to happen between the two, but there's some people that are like, dude, they may leave this thing and end up in the Big 12. So I think some of that matters, but yes, in theory, you would think... that Clemson would, if Dabo isn't the guy there, if they end up pushing him out, that Clemson would be a marquee job. Under Dabo, they're a top 10 recruiter. They've won national championships. They have big money, recruiting hotbed. You would think that that would be a primo job.
Well, Brent Venables is now at Oklahoma.
Yeah, and he was the
defensive coordinator there for the championships. I don't know if he would leave. Garrett Riley is a name that's popped up a lot because he's Lincoln Riley's brother, and he is the OC there now. What about Coach Prime?
See, I think he flames out in fantastic fashion. I don't buy it.
Well, what if he doesn't flame out? And I'm not saying he's like a hot item, but let's just say they just go pull him from Colorado. They want the antithesis of Dabo.
Then
could you get the antithesis of Dabo?
Yeah.
In any better form than Prime? He's the exact opposite.
Yeah. If you're not talking like coordinators, because that's always tough. Because you never like if Will Stein, if Oregon goes, wins 12 games, Will Stein's the head coach somewhere next year. If Jed Fish at Washington has a couple good years. Chances are Jed Fish bolts.
Well, that's another question. Let's speculate on who's the next coach at Florida.
Jed Fish.
I don't think so.
It's who they're going to call.
I think they're going to go bigger.
I don't know if Florida can get bigger, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think they can. I mean, that program,
Yeah, at one point, but I mean,
I think it's going to depend on who their AD is, because I think they're getting restless down there about this AD.
Yeah.
He's the one that hired Dan Mullen, and then he brought in Billy Napier.
Yep.
So maybe that guy gets turfed, and then it just depends on who the new AD has relationships with. But there's a lot of Artie Scuddy about Lane Kiffin jumping over to Florida.
That would be a great hire. Yes, but if you look since Steve Spurrier, who by the way, when Steve took over, Florida wasn't like the end all to be all, but Steve had it cooking there for a long time. But everyone thinks of Florida as this phenomenal job. I think it's like Florida State. I think it's like Miami. I think it's dependent on who you go get, because after Spurrier, Ron Zook comes in, and we know how that went. And then Charlie Strong. And then they went and found this guy out of Bowling Green by the way of Utah. And no one was like, what, Utah? Yeah, it turned out Urban Meyer was pretty good. And then after Urban Meyer, Will Muschamp, DJ Durkin, Jim McElwain, Randy Shannon, Dan Mullen, Greg Knox,
God.
Billy Napier.
Although, can I just stop you there with your...
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Mullen wasn't bad. He just was a victim of circumstances, right? Like, or I mean, a victim of expectations.
Yes.
What was his record? He won 10 games, didn't he?
49-34.
Oh, okay. Not as good as I thought.
No. This is kind of my thing about Florida. Like, Florida hasn't hired a marquee coach since
Urban.
Yes, well, but Urban wasn't.
Oh, you're saying, yeah.
He wasn't. Urban Meyer was at Bowling Green for like 2 or 3 years, went to Utah for 2 or 3 years, went undefeated. That was the year that Alex Smith and them, they went undefeated, played, I remember, I think they played Pitt, in the Pitt of all people, in the Fiesta Bowl. Urban left before the Fiesta Bowl, took that job. And I remember Florida fans being pissy, being like, what? We got this jackass from Utah? Yeah, Urban Meyer, all he does is go there and win a couple national titles.
You know, the highest profile guy might be Mullen.
Yes.
Because Mullen did a good job at Mississippi State.
Yes. And that was viewed as and this is one of those, look at what he, but this happens all the time. You got to be careful. It's the old, look at what he did with limited resources at Mississippi State. So imagine what he could do at Florida. Well, it turns out he didn't do much at Florida.
He went 10-3, 11-2.
Yep.
Then 8-4, 5-6 fired.
Yeah. And that's how long it takes. So like you said, that is not a, that's not,
if they had held on to him, he'd be doing fine.
I would think so. But unfortunately, you know, when you trend down for 2 years in a row, yep, that's how sad it is at Florida. So
they panic.
Yeah. Look, if Jed Fish wants that job, Jed Fish going to get that job. And if you're a Washington fan, you are sweating bullets because Napier's ass is fired.
All right. Who's the next Washington coach? Courage.
But it's just like this. It's like this never ending.
No, but seriously, cycle. Who's the next Washington coach? Because we know Fish is leaving. Fish never stays anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, the hope is that you keep him. I don't know. I mean, who'd they go after? They went after Fish. They went after Leipold. At Kansas.
Yeah.
And that's crazy is that he turned him down.
Yeah,
he stayed at Kansas.
Well, they're opening up the pocketbook for Leipold there.
Yeah.
They're giving him what he wants.
Yeah,
he's one of those guys that he doesn't need to bounce. He just needs, I think Dan Lanning's the same way. It's like, these are guys that are wired like, hey, look, man, I don't need to be king.
Yeah.
But give me what I need to succeed.
Yeah.
And Leipold is one of those guys because I think the deal with him was, he went back to Kansas and said, here's what Washington's offering me in the NIL department. You need to match this.
Yeah.
And they did.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're Washington, and I always love if you can get the next up-and-coming guy and you can hurt a rival program. If Fish leaves this year and Oregon ends up doing what some people think they will, just go hire Will Stein. Do what Arizona State did. And be like, dude, I'll take that guy. You know, I just think that more and more these big jobs are going to be filled by young, energetic, offensive-minded coaches and not
Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, not Jimbo Fisher and not the Dan Mullen. Not the, hey, that guy did a nice, solid job for a long time, and so I'm gonna pluck him. I think this is becoming more and more of someone with some sizzle, someone that's young, someone that's gonna beat the recruiting trail, someone that understands these kids, and someone that has a really bright offensive mind.
Did you know that Jimbo Fisher is doing a radio show now?
I did not.
That's his new thing.
I'm not surprised.
On XM.
Didn't Urban do a show for like a year and then went right back to coaching? It's just like what these guys do.
Yeah, he's on with two of his former players, E.J. Emanuel and Jacob Hester.
Oh, I remember those guys.
Some show called Off Campus.
Yeah. And I was trying to think of the upgraded coach, like not the young. And Lane is the best one. If you were going to open up the pocketbook, and if you were Florida or someone like that and throw a bunch of money at someone, then the answer is Lane. Because you're not getting Sark out of Texas. You're not getting DeBoer out of Alabama, right? You're not getting those guys. So if you're Florida, if you're Clemson, you're someone like that, and you want someone that's more established, you don't want to run the risk of the up and coming, the Dan Lannings of the world, you throw a bunch of money at Lane Kiffin. You just do. Because you like look around. Do you want to throw a bunch of money at like James Franklin? And by the way, that's going to have to be a bunch of money because he gets paid a ton at Penn State. It's like a lot of these coaches, like some of the shine has come off. You know they're solid, but is it worth paying a guy his buyout and then $12 million a year to have James Franklin come and head your program? Like he hasn't won anything at Penn State. He's been good. And so you're like, well, if he didn't win at Penn State, why is he coming to win at Clemson? Why is he coming to win at Florida? So I think it's the trend will be more of the coordinators.
You know who might be a guy, and I hate to say this because I hate them, but you know who might be a guy for Florida is that Drinkwitz guy at Missouri.
Yes.
He's pretty good, yeah. Dude.
Could you get him?
I hope so. Yeah, I think he could.
Yes.
But
he's been great.
Really good.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's a man that can coach.
Yes. And that's a program that you think that, you know, that you could pull him. Missouri is like, I mean, I hate to say like, I think Washington's a much better program than Missouri, but you know, and even Oregon for the last couple of years. I mean, they got a couple of their coaches yanked. There's just not a lot of jobs in America that you feel really, really secure about. You're like, why would he leave there? And Missouri ain't one of them. For the right amount of money, you'll leave. You'll leave Missouri. But also realize that when you take that job at Florida, like you said, you're 1 to 2 bad years away from getting your walking papers.
Yeah, Drinkwitz is only 41 years old.
There you go.
He's a young guy.
If you're Florida, that may be the number that you ring up. And I feel bad for Billy Napier because he's just sitting on his ass right now just waiting to get canned. He's waiting for one more bad performance.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.